Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Acquisitions Anonymous, the internet's number one podcast on buying, selling, and operating small businesses. I am one of your hosts, Bill D'Alessandro, and this week I'm with my co-host, Heather Enderson, and we talk about an anime products business that is big on TikTok. So this is a business that's under 3 years old, has popped up selling anime products on TikTok. It appears to be run by one person or a few people. Just pretty impressive how fast it's grown. We talk about some of the pros and cons of TikTok businesses and whether this business is transactable. If you're interested in kind of trend following online businesses and TikTok, I think you really like this one. Please enjoy this episode of Acquisitions Anonymous.
If you're looking to buy, grow, invest in, or sell profitable businesses, guess what? There is a cool conference coming up that I think you'll be really interested in. The M&A Launchpad Conference is happening May 11th, 2024 in Houston, Texas. And if you're interested in small business deals, you're going to want to be there. It's a one-day event where you can network with individuals who've been there and done that, successful business owners, savvy acquirers, and private equity investors. If you go to the conference, you're going to gain firsthand insights from 30 industry experts who have masterfully navigated the journey of acquiring, operating, scaling, and ultimately selling businesses for great profits. You're also going to meet my friend Walker Dybel there. Walker's a great guy who is the Wall Street Journal bestselling author of Buy Then Build. And also Walker and the guys over at M&A Launchpad have extended a special offer for Acquisitions Anonymous listeners. So we got a great deal for you, $200 off your ticket to the M&A Launchpad conference. So to claim it, all you have to do is go over to malaunchpad.com and enter the code AA at checkout to claim your discount. So head over to malaunchpad.com and enter code AA at checkout for $200 off a ticket. So don't miss out on the conference. One of the big levels up for me is meeting other people in person that are doing the things that I want to do. It's one thing to follow them on Twitter, but the depth you get in person is just so much more real. So if this is something you're interested in, head over to malaunchpad.com and get registered. They'll see you in Houston on May 11th, 2024.
Bill, you're in your new place, it looks like.
I'm in my new co-working space here in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is why I'm still trying to figure out my audio. I don't know, so you have to forgive me if it's a little echoey, but I'm excited for this one because Heather and I are going back-to-back today, back-to-back e-commerce deals, which is my favorite kind.
We have a good one.
I love all the random stuff. So we had the last one, if you listen to it, was a kidney supplement business. And then we also have a fun one today, which is cartoon goods for anime fans.
It's from Acquire, so you can check this one out. It is an asking price of $1.28 million, which is a 1.8 multiple on profit and 1x revenue. Priced attractively to find a new owner in a timely manner. It also says e-commerce startup at the top. TTM revenue is $2.7 million. TTM profit, $731,000. Monthly revenue, $939,000. Monthly profit, $260,000. Profitable and unique niched e-commerce with $978,000 in TTM revenue. Oh, they already said that. Offers customized cartoon goods. Based in the USA and operating on Shopify, it has forged a distinct niche within the anime community since its inception in February of 2021. So it is kind of a startup. That's where that came from. They're sort of, repeating the metrics from above, but it says basically $162,000 in revenue last month and $47,000 in profit last month. So the team size is 2 to 20 people. Business model is it operates as an online retailer of customized cartoon goods, selling directly to consumers via Shopify. It targets the niche and anime community unique merchandise using a combination of organic search, paid ads, and influencer marketing to drive revenue. The operation hinges on efficient management and a robust supply and fulfillment process and commitment to quality resulting in significant loyal customer base. Tech stack is just Shopify, and there's no real competitors, which sounds maybe a little surprising. Growth opportunities, there's a big long laundry list in several key areas, expanding the product portfolio with a loyal and growing customer base. The introduction of new designs and product lines could stimulate additional sales. Anime community has diverse interests, providing ample room to explore and expand the existing product range. You could also have enhanced digital marketing, utilizing social media influencers, TikTok, although is TikTok even going to be around then? let's see, building a stronger team. And overall, there are several growth opportunities that a new owner could capitalize on to drive the business forward. The business has consistently grown in revenue and profit, keeping overhead costs to a minimum for a high net profit margin. The established revenue stream from organic search, paid ads, and influencer marketing contribute to a strong financial foundation. It operates in a niche submarket with no direct competition. They're still saying that. Targeting anime fans and et cetera, et cetera. Revenue is mainly generated through Shopify and supported by content on TikTok and influencer product promotions. I think that last sentence kind of tells you what the whole business is.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. It's a TikTok anime business. The decision to sell the business has been made with the belief in the business's potential for future growth under new ownership. The current owner recognizes that fresh leadership could bring innovative perspectives and strategies that can further elevate the business. Additionally, selling the business aligns with the owner's personal aspirations, providing an opportunity to pursue new ventures and projects. The intention is to ensure the continuity and further success of the business while exploring new personal and professional opportunities. And it's bootstrapped. What do you think?
That is the worst reason for selling I have ever heard.
I just wanted to
That is terrible. I mean, it's just the decision. It was just so mealy mouthed. Like that is awful. Okay. That being said, so what we did miss in here is it targets anime fans with custom designs of popular products like blanket hoodies. A blanket hoodie, like is this like a hoodie knockoff or like a slanket or like, you know, one of those things.
It's like a poncho with a hood, I guess.
Yeah. So like, you know, cutesy kind of meme-y type products.
Okay.
The thing that the huge question I have immediately is around content licensing. You know, I don't know if they're licensing all of the anime characters that they're doing, but if they're not, this is not a business. I mean, if this is not licensed, this is a hustle and it's just waiting to get shut down. Either by TikTok because you're posting unlicensed content or by the brand owners. Or by shot. I mean, there's just like a million ways you get the rug pulled out from you if you're not licensing this properly. So just upfront, we should say, I hope this is licensed. Let's assume it is, just going forward. Otherwise, there's not much to talk about. But that would be a huge diligence point for me.
Yeah. And it's custom designs. Okay. So, you know, you've got to get the licensing and then they're doing something custom with them. So I think we talked about this another time, Bill, like, you know, that you've got to have good design work that keeps changing, right? Because people want to see something new. The anime community has diverse tastes, as they point out. So they're going to want whatever the latest thing is. You have to really keep on top of that and make sure your designs are appealing to them. So there's that creative side to a business that always makes me a little concerned about changing ownership. Who's doing the creative? And if it's the seller, that's a little scary because unless you have those exact skills, that's going to be a tough transition. And even if it's an employee or a contractor, I've seen some businesses where they're trying to sell and all the creative is being done by a 1099 contractor that, you know, has really no strong tie to the business. You could lose them anytime. So I worry a little bit about anything with creativity and TikTok, you know, is obviously creativity, whatever the videos are that they're doing on TikTok. You know, that how does that transfer? And of course, back to like the big one is it started in 21 and we're selling it now for not a really great reason. So that's always a big concern too. And it's probably not financeable just because of that right there, because it's only started in 21. So you probably don't have a full tax return.
We're getting old, Heather. That's almost 3 years old. Started in 2020. Feels like it was last year.
Well, I am getting old. Business. That's true. Yeah. But it's not enough history for a lender. And, you know, again, the lender is going to be very suspicious at anybody that's selling a three-year-old business. Why are we dumping it now? You know, what's the sustainability of this very, very young business to take on it? You know, a 10-year loan is what an SBA loan is. You're a three-year-old business. And you think you qualify for 10 years of leverage? Probably not. So that's probably off the table here.
So it's funny to hear you say that now in 2024, because in 2021, 2022, this was like the MO. I knew people who their whole thing was they would spin up an e-commerce business as soon as it hit 2 years of history, which is the SBA minimum, right? They would immediately hire a broker and have it for sale and sell to an aggregator or sell to, you know, somebody with an SBA loan. My, how times have changed.
My, how they've changed. I think we may have learned a thing or two. That could have happened.
Yeah. That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. So, let's just break down what's going on probably in this business. First of all, this is a phenomenally successful business for the entrepreneur that started it, right? Because this is functionally, and I'm going to simplify a little bit, but functionally, this is a guy or girl with a factory that can make, you know, cute products, is probably doing some of the design themselves or with some help from a graphic designer, bringing in product and then basically just posting about it on TikTok, and they have compelling product. And it's working, right? So it's like 100% Shopify revenue. It's not on Amazon, which could be a potential, again, if it's licensed, could be a potential great expansion opportunity. Like if they're doing numbers on TikTok and they're not on Amazon, they're leaving so much money on the table. People that succeed on TikTok, it creates this huge Amazon halo effect. So they need to get on Amazon like yesterday. If you were buying this business, that would be the first thing that I would do. Again, assuming it's licensed and like allowed on Amazon, I would take it to Amazon right away. But this person has made a great business for themselves. They're doing, they say almost $300,000 of TTM profit. The numbers are all over the place a little bit because it says in one place, it says $2.7 million of TTM revenue and $730,000 of TTM profit. But in the description, it says $1 million of TTM revenue and $277,000 of TTM profit. So, but either way, this person is making 300 grand at least, but, you know, basically it's probably a one man show or like a couple person show. So good for you. Like this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Heather, I think it might be tough to buy because of the short history. And also I'm betting it's pretty dependent on the owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about TikTok? Are we worried about TikTok?
Oh boy. Okay. A lot of people have been asking me this over the last few days.
We have to talk about it. Come on.
We have to talk about it. So I don't know anybody in Washington, D.C. This is my opinion only. So, you know, they think they're going to pass this bill maybe that requires ByteDance to sell TikTok or it will be banned. And it seems as though everybody behind it is like, oh, yes, we're the United States. We will say do it and you will jump. How high, right? And yesterday, ByteDance was like, yeah, we're not selling it. So like we dare you to ban it. And so now this puts the United States in like this incredibly dumb place where they don't want to ban TikTok. Like nobody wants to ban TikTok. Like you don't take the punch bowl away in the middle of the party and then ask everybody at the party to vote for you. You know, like we're coming up to an election. Like everybody's addicted to TikTok. Like this is not, I don't think this is a winning election issue. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think take away my TikTok is a winning election, you know, issue at all. I think first the people who are actually thinking about it and realize that it's a, you know, a Chinese spy app, you know, yeah, it's probably a good idea to ban TikTok. I don't think the voters want to ban TikTok. I think the voters want to scroll TikTok. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think our government's going to wimp out and go, just kidding, you know, and they'll come up with some like, oh, put the data centers in a different state, you know, because they have this Project Texas thing where they're supposed to put all the data centers in Texas with Oracle. They claim to do it. And then it came out that the CCP had backdoor access to all the servers anyway. I just don't see TikTok getting banned. I really don't. I don't think the voters want it.
No, I agree with you. And I think it's kind of a tough thing to legislate because even Twitter or X is not fully US owned, right? There was a lot of discussion about, you know, where the investment money came for Elon to buy the platform. So are you going to say that all social media platforms that are allowed in the US have to be owned this percentage by US? You know, it's not going to make any sense for any of the platforms to abide by that. So yeah, maybe they'll put some controls in and, you know, I don't think it'll go away either, but it made people nervous.
It's making people nervous. I don't think it's going anywhere. That being said, you know, all of these risks, right? The TikTok risk, the one owner risk, all that stuff. This business is priced at 1.8 times profit, right? You know, they kind of are acknowledging a lot of this. They want $1.28 million. Now, again, I have some questions because it says their TTM profit is $731,000. And then in the description, it says TTM profit is 277. So this is either priced at 1.8 times profit or 5 times profit.
I have a guess what they're doing there. I don't know if this works out math-wise, but see, you don't really see listings that say $47,215 in profit last month very often. So I feel like they're making a forecast on, it's not really trailing 12. I think they're trying to take their recent growth and forecast it out and say, you'll probably make X because we're growing so quickly and the every month is better or whatever. That's my guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's obviously the first diligence point. Let's say it is priced at 1.8. Like, is there a price here where this makes sense? I mean, if you can figure out, you know, assuming the owner is not some, you know, design savant, you know, and you know, just a brilliant, assuming they're just kind of like trend following and making cool, funny stuff, you know, you can probably outsource some of that. There might be a price here where this is a good deal.
Yeah, right. There might be a price and structure, you know, so maybe you can structure something where if the seller gets you through transition and you keep the revenue above a certain amount, you know, they get an earnout or there's a seller note that's sort of tied to something like that. I think you could still buy this with a really creative structure and not really probably, you know, accessing much if any SBA financing because of the, like I said, the relative age of the business. But, you know, it is a good business. And they're doing something right. And the anime world, I assume, is going strong and will be for, you know, my son is into that. I have no idea what any of it means. But I know that
it's growing. It's a good market. Yeah,
a certain age group really likes it. So, you know, this person, he or she has come on to something that's probably got a lot of potential.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, Heather, about structure. I mean, this is ripe for structure. You know, if you come in, you kind of systematize this business, you take it to Amazon, you increase the products. I mean, you could do very well and convince the seller that he or she is going to benefit from you doing very well, from bringing in, you know, that, hey, you keep posting on TikTok, right? I'm going to come in, professionalize this business. We're going to roll it out to Amazon. We're going to launch some new products and we're all going to, you know, we're going to share the profits as we go forward. I think that makes a lot more sense. What is a little tough here is to come in and write the seller a check to go away, both because you no longer have them doing the creative, but also because not only is there the TikTok platform risk of like, is there TikTok tomorrow, but the inherent nature of TikTok is very ephemeral. You always need to be posting new stuff, coming up with new content, new ideas. And if you stop, you'll fall off a cliff. So there's, you know, it's kind of like you got to keep flapping your wings on TikTok in order to stay in the air. So like, it's tough to just give somebody a check and let them go away. But some sort of earnout structure, I think, makes a lot of sense for this business.
Yeah. And if we're going to structure around a deal here, then I think your first question is going after that motivation, the seller's motivation a little bit more. Like, would you stay under the right circumstances? Are you just wanting to get rid of part of this business and have more time for something else? Or, you know, that may be a non-starter if the person really wants completely out and just doesn't want to do this anymore. But if they're still, you know, a lot of sellers, if they're younger, often would like to stay and give up the parts of the running the business that they don't like to somebody else and just keep the parts that they do like. So maybe there's something like that here.
Yeah, maybe so. So that's what I would offer is some sort of earnout structure. There's so many of these businesses now. So like TikTok Shops is really catching on. And if you can make good content, I've seen stuff blow up from zero to millions in a few months going viral on TikTok. But the question is, how long can it last? Just you got to keep putting more content out. You got to always make the next hit. It's kind of a content treadmill. It takes a certain type of person to want to do that.
A hamster wheel for sure. And I'm not even on TikTok. So I don't know what these products are that I'm missing out on. I guess
so much cool stuff, Heather. You're totally missing out.
I'm totally missing out. I need to go buy more stuff.
Yeah. The top selling product on TikTok Shops right now is coconut oil for oil pulling. Which I'm pretty sure is complete hokum. You know, it's supposed to like pull toxins out of your mouth, but it's coconut oil. I mean, it's just straight up coconut oil, but
that sounds awful.
Brand is doing millions. I mean, like 10 million a month of coconut oil on TikTok. Like it is nuts. And it's a total no-name brand. Like you've never heard of it. And they're just really good at TikTok.
Wow.
You can go on TikTok Shops and look at the leaderboard and you can see what products are selling on TikTok. It's really wild to see.
All right. You're making me interested. I might have to do that. You should check it out.
It's really cool. TikTok Shops is, I don't want to say they're necessarily coming for Amazon, but I think they're coming for Instagram and kind of the whole influencer ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense to combine. Yeah, makes sense.
It does. Because like everybody that posts on TikTok now is an affiliate, right? Like you post a video, you just tag the product on TikTok Shops, and TikTok has perfect attribution to give you a commission because the whole transaction happens inside the TikTok app. And I'm just seeing, I would be worried if I was a creator because it's really democratizing people who can get paid for making content. A lot more competition coming.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting. TikTok will be very, very interesting over the next couple of years in e-commerce, as they seem to really want to be an e-commerce platform and to sell a lot of product on TikToks. And that's a push. So I'm interested to see where it goes.
Wow, very cool.
Well, that's it for this one. So again, this is a deal from Acquire.com, formerly known as MicroAcquire, now just Acquire.com. And they've got tons of companies listing every day. I sold a business on Acquire a couple of years ago. You read about it on my Twitter. They've become good friends of the pod, and we're finding more and more deals through the folks at Acquire. So hope you guys like this one. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.